You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. SUNY Oswego will be transferring all of its classes to distance learning after spring break. Following recent concerns over COVID-19, Oswego, along with other SUNY and CUNY schools, will be moving their in-person classes online after March 19th. All on-campus meetings and activities are also canceled, including spring sports and essay-funded clubs. Oswego campus buildings, residence halls, and some dining halls will remain open. Students who choose to leave campus are advised to stay off campus in order to help prevent the spreading of the virus. Following the announcement of the transfer of classes to online-based learning, many students' concerns over internet, Blackboard, and MyOswego login issues have re-arisen. According to Chief Technology Officer Sean Morardi, during a normal school day, Blackboard receives thousands of login requests an hour. During outages, the system was getting 35 million requests an hour and was unable to keep up. A $10 increase to the already $445 technology fee was also proposed in response to these issues. Oswego State will join many other SUNY campuses by including gender-inclusive housing starting in the fall 2020 semester. Other colleges, such as the college at Brockport, have tried gender-inclusive housing for a few years, allowing male and female students to room together. Oswego has had gender-inclusive housing in the Village townhouses since they were inaugurated in 2010. Mixed-gender residents in the Village only share restrooms. However, the move to allow gender-inclusive housing in all residence halls would allow students of different gender to room together in the same room. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful spring break.